Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. To love and hate only for the pleasure of Allah. The most meritorious action. Sayyidina Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the most meritorious action after iman is to love for the sake of Allah and to hate for the sake of Allah. Sayyiduna Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the most meritorious deed of faith. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to love and hate for the sake of Allah. Whose iman is perfect? Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who loves and hates for the sake of Allah and who spends and withholds also for the pleasure of Allah has perfect iman. Note, the idea portrayed in the above hadith is that all actions should be done for the pleasure of Allah. This is the yardstick for acceptance. On pulpits of celestial light, Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala states, there will be pulpits of celestial light for those who love one another for my pleasure. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam as well as the martyrs will envy such people. To love for Allah. Sayyidina Ubada ibn Thamit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala states, my love is obligatory for those who love one another in order to earn my pleasure and who maintain relationships for my pleasure and who visit one another for my pleasure and who spend upon one another for my pleasure. Resurrection with those whom one loves. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man will be resurrected with those whom he loves. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will Qiyamah occur? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, what preparations have you made for that day? He said, I have not made any substantial preparations except for the fact that I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, a man will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with those whom he loves. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, with the exception of the bounty of Islam, nothing caused greater elation to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu than this statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So note, this hadith is truly a cause of tremendous joy to a believer who lacks in performing the likes of those great deeds of the pious predecessors performed, as he will be raised among them for merely loving them. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and I truly hope that I will be raised with them due to my love for them, even though I failed to carry out any type of actions of substantial. May Allah ta'ala give us the topic to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.